WPGW AM and FM, Portland.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And a very pleasant good evening from the Fortside Fieldhouse, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver for tonight's volleyball matchup between Jay County and Fort Recovery. We're expecting a dandy match here this evening in the JV competition. Fort Recovery came from behind to win the junior varsity competition 2-1. Fort Recovery's now 5-1 on the year with the victory. In the first set, Jay County won 25-22. Fort Recovery won the second set 25-18. Jay County was leading at the end of the third set and looked like they were going to win, but Fort Recovery came from behind and won the third set 26-24 to win the match 2-1. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians and the Jay County Lady Patriots from Dr. Kim Bormore and all the staff at the Bormore Family Dentistry Office. That includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Christy Hart at the Bormore Family Dentistry Office, part of the staff there. Again, they're located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. That's Bormore Family Dentistry, the office of Dr. Kim Bormore. We'll be back with the start of the match coming up in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kaut Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from our wide selection of durable medical equipment. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery at 1201 Commerce Street. Call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at KautPharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Well, always a great match when these two teams get together. I'm Rob Weaver. Our studio producer is Eric Catterly. Here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com, we have Mr. Neil Spencer doing the button pushing here for them, and Brody Vargy also helping out a bit. It's going to be, I think, Jay County leading off with the service, and it looks like it's going to be Lainey Mollenkamp going back to serve. Officials are still talking to the coaches about something. I don't know what all that's about, but some kind of an issue there. We'll be back here on Thursday to bring you the Parkway Fort Recovery volleyball match on Thursday night from here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. There's the volleyball being thrown in to Lainey Mollenkamp, and we're underway here. Jay County and Fort Recovery in high school volleyball. Here comes the first serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here's a hit and block by Jay County. Heitkamp will set. Willman back over. Here's Fugit. Maya Kunkler hits it over, and Fort Recovery dings it back but out of bounds. So Jay County picks up the points. First service point there for Lainey Mollenkamp. Serves again, and it's almost an ace serve, but Fort Recovery is able to save it. Cameron Mollenkamp able to free ball it over. Here's a hit back over by Jay County by Elizabeth Barnett, and a hit back over, and apparently a miss hit there, and Fort Recovery loses a point there. It's still another point for Lainey Mollenkamp, 2-0. Next serve is a good one. Dug out by Kennedy Mollenkamp to Cameron Mollenkamp. Nice hit over on a spike. Fort Recovery gets it back from Jay County. Back over it goes to Jay County. Fugit will set for Maya Kunkler, and Kunkler dinks it over for the kill. Give Paisley Fugit the assist, and Maya Kunkler gets a kill, and it's another point for Laney Mollenkamp. That's three in a row. 3-0 here. Jay County with the early lead in this match. Good serve again by Laney. Here's Cameron Mollenkamp, a block by Maya Kunkler. Maya Kunkler gets a big block. That makes it 4-0. Laney Mollenkamp will serve again. Laney's a junior on this squad. Good serve, let's serve. Here's the set by Heitkamp to Wellman. Back it goes to Cameron Mollenkamp. Back over to Jay County. Paisley will set. There's a smash and a kill for Elizabeth Barnett. It's 5-0. Five straight service points for Laney Mollenkamp. Timeout for recovery. Jay County leads 5-0 over the Lady Indians. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. There's things I hate and there's things I love. I hate winter and I hate snow and I hate taxes. I love my family and my country, and I love a good mower. This year, if you're in a relationship with a mower that you don't love, then tell your mower that it's time to start seeing other people. At Hall Brothers, we carry mowers that you'll love, like Grasshoppers, Toro, and Kubota. Whether it's new or used, we've got your next mower. Life is too short not to love your mower. Hall Brothers, for your lawn and garden needs in Fort Recovery.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Laney Mollenkamp, another good serve, and there's a smash and a kill for Fort Recovery's Bryn Willman. And that gives Fort Recovery their first point. So after the timeout, Lady Indians respond, score a point. It's 5-1. Now serving for Fort Recovery's Kayla Heitkamp. Good serve. Dug out by the Lady Patriots over to Fort Recovery. Here's the set and the smash. Back over to Fort Recovery, and Paisley Fugit gets a kill. Paisley Fugit with a kill for the Lady Patriots. That makes it 6-1. In the lineup now for Fort Recovery, Bridget Homan is in there. Here's Paisley Fugit going back to serve now for the Lady Patriots, who are off to a big start here, leading 6-1. Let's serve. Heitkamp will set for Willman. Willman hits it over. Jay County trying to get it back. Homan back over to Jay County. There's Fugit to Maya Kunkler. Kunkler back over to Fort Recovery. Here's a smash by Willman and got the kill. Bryn Willman with the kill. And that makes it now 6-2. Side out Lady Indians. Second kill of the set for Bryn Willman. Cameron Mollenkamp will go back to serve. Serve is a good one. Dug out by Jay County. At the net is Bryn Willman. And they're going to say Bryn was in the net. So point awarded to Jay County. Side out Lady Patriots. It's 7-2 now. Welcome those of you who are watching on the High School Sports Network. Here's Heitkamp to Kennedy Mollenkamp. And there is Jay County in the net. So point for recovery. Kennedy's back to serve now for the Lady Indians. First serve is a good one. Dug out, and Jay County can't make the return. It was dug out by Elizabeth Barnett and got it over to Paisley Fugit, but Paisley just didn't have the angle to play that, and it's a point for recovery. Here's the next serve by Kennedy's. Another good serve, and it's an ace serve. Two service points here for Kennedy's. It's now 7-5. Lady Indians back within two after trailing 6-1 at one point. Good serve by Dews. Here's the set. Fugit goes over here on the outside hitting to Hallie Sweeterman. Sweeterman gets it over. Here's a hit back by Fort Recovery's Kennedy Mollenkamp and got the kill. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the kill. Another service point for Canadews. It's now 7-6. Lady Indians back to within one. Canadews will serve again. Good serve. Dug out by Jay County's libero, Brenna Bailey. Here's a hit over and into the net for Hallie Sweeterman. Didn't have the angle on that one and point for recovery. Canadews picks up her fourth service point here. 7-7, we're all tied up. News will serve again. Dug out by Bailey. Here's the hit back over by Himmelgarn to Fort Recovery. Freeballing it back is Kayla Heitkamp to Jay County at the net. There's a battle. Kennedy Mollenkamp over to Jay County, and Jay County has a hitting error. Point Fort Recovery. 8-7, Lady Indians take their first lead of the night. Canadews serves again. Paisley Fugit will set. Here's the hit back over by Hallie Sweeterman. Kennedy Mollenkamp back to Jay County, and unable to dig it out there was the Lady Patriots, Lainey Mollenkamp. And timeout is called by Jay County as it's 9-7. Fort Recovery is up by two. 9-7, Lady Indians on top. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Amanda Segers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Interesting match so far. Jay County jumped out to a 6-1 lead. And then Fort Recovery now leading 9-7. This is their biggest lead of the match. We're in the first set here. Again, Jay County and Fort Recovery battled a real tight junior varsity match tonight, with Fort Recovery winning 2-1 to improve their JV record to 5-1 on the year. Canadews will serve again. Here comes the serve. Dug out by Jay County, and they can't make the return. Dug out by Brenna Bailey, the libero for Jay County, but nobody could play it. Canadews picks up another service point. Here she serves again. Another good serve. Ace serve, and nobody from Jay County could play that. That's her second ace of the first set. 11-7 now. Fort Recovery in the lead by four. Canadews serving again. Another good serve, almost an ace, but Fort Recovery, or but Jay County's able to respond and free ball it over. Here's a hit back over to Jay County, and there is a kill for Carly Niekamp. I think Carly had seven big kills the other day in the match against Arcanum. Maybe even more than that, I don't know. Just trying to think off the top of my head. Another service point for Canadews. She's been on quite a roll here. And that is service ace for Canadews right in the corner. Jay County kind of disagreed with that, but nobody else saw it. Canadews serves again. Dug out at the net. Kennedy Mollenkamp back over to Jay. Paisley Fugit will set for Hallie Sweeterman. Sweeterman on a hit back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp back over, and it's out of bounds. That time it went out of bounds on the far sideline. So finally side out for Jay County after a big run by Canadews at the service line. Serving now for Jay is Elizabeth Barnett. Elizabeth serves good. Dug out by Cameron Mollenkamp on the back line. Here's a smash by Carly Niekamp. Jay County plays it. Allie Sweeterman hits it back over to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp sets for Niekamp. Back to Jay County. Smash by Hallie Sweeterman. And it's in for a kill. Hallie Sweeterman gets her first kill of the night. Service point there for Elizabeth Barnett. It's now 13-9, Lady Patriots. Back to within four. And a good serve there by Barnett. Heitkamp will set for Hohmann, and Hohmann on a kill. Outside hitting position on the right side, Bridget Hohmann gets the kill. And now serving is Bridget. 14-9, Lady Indians on top here over Jay County. Jay County jumped out to a 6-1 lead, but it's been pretty much all Fort Recovery since then. Here's a hit by Jay County's Maya Kunkler. Maya claiming it was tipped. Nobody saw it, so it's a point for recovery. Hitting error on Maya Kunkler. Timeout called by Jay County. It's 15-9. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
First set, 15-9, Lady Indians on top. Bridget Hohmann serving here. Bridget, a sophomore, nice-looking sophomore for the Lady Indians. Here's the serve, good one. Dug out by Brenna Bailey. Hit back over and a block by Carly Niekamp. Carly Niekamp gets a block, a point, Lady Indians. And another service point for Bridget Hohmann. It's 16-9 now. Lady Indians by 7. Good serve by Hohmann. Dug out by Jay County as a tip over and into the net. Goes Brenna Smeezing. Brenna couldn't keep her balance and fell into the net. Another service point for Bridget Hohmann. Here comes Hohmann's serve. A let serve, ace is it? Nope, Jay County keeps it alive. Paisley Fugit saved it. They're going to call four hits on Jay County, I guess. I didn't see that, but that's what the call was. 18-9 now, Lady Indians leading by 9 big points. Fugit will set for Hallie Sweeterman. Sweeterman on the spike, played by Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp back to Jay. Fugit will set for Hallie Sweeterman. Sweeterman free balls it over. Here's a smash by Kennedy Mollenkamp and a block by Jay County. And give that, I believe, to Brenna Smeezing. And side out for Jay County. 18-10 now. Fort Recovery has outscored Jay County here 17-4 over the last 21 points. Good serve. Here's the hit by Carlene Ekamp. Jay County will play it. Hallie Sweeterman back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Hohmann. Hohmann on a smash and got the kill. That went off the outstretched fist of Elizabeth Barnett. So Hohmann gets the kill. Side out now, Fort Recovery. Going back to serve is Cameron Mollenkamp. 19-10 now. Lady Indians lead by 9. Good serve, Paisley Fugit over to Hallie Sweeterman, and Fort Recovery cannot return it. I'm going to go ahead and give Hallie a kill on that. And Hallie will go back to serve. Hallie Sweeterman, only a sophomore for the Lady Indians, or for the Lady Patriots, I should say. Good serve here by Hallie. Here's a smash by Cameron Mollenkamp, got the kill. Cameron Mollenkamp on a smash from the outside hitting spot on the left side, giving side out to Fort Recovery. It's now 20-11. Here's Carly Niekamp serving now for the Lady Indians. Bounces the ball. Here comes the serve. Dug out by Jay County. Paisley Fugit hits it back over on the second hit. Kayla Heitkamp free balls it back to Jay. Here's a smash by Jay County by Brenna Smeezing, played by Fort Recovery. Hohmann on a hit and got the kill. Bridget Hohmann with a kill. service point for Carly Niekamp. It's now 21-11. Here's the next serve by Carly. It's good. An ace. Nope. Jay County kept it alive. Maya Kunkler hits it back over. And here's Kayla Heitkamp on the second hit over, on the quick hit over, and got the kill. Kayla Heitkamp caught Jay County asleep there. That is her first kill of the night. Another service point for Carly Niekamp. Carly serves again. Dug out by Jay. Paisley Fugit goes over to Brenna Smeezing, and Brenna gets a kill. That makes it 22-12. Jay County needs a big run here, down by 10 points. Back to serve is Lainey Mullenkamp. She started the set tonight on the service line, did a nice job. Good serve there by Lainey. Here's the set and the hit by Fort Recovery, and hitting it past Lainey Mullenkamp, the Lady Indians pick up the kill. 23-12. Side out, Lady Indians. Back to service, Kayla Heitkamp. Serve is a good one. Dug out by Jay County. Paisley Fugit sets for Maya Kunkler, and Maya got the kill. Give Paisley Fugit the assist, and Maya Kunkler gets the kill. Side out, Jay County. It's 23-13. Paisley Fugit goes back to serve now. Paisley is a junior on this team. Here comes the serve from Paisley. It's a let serve and an ace. Let serve and it fell over and nobody could play it. As I've said many times, those are legal these days. They didn't used to be, but they are now. Here's the next serve by Paisley Fugit. And Fort Recovery is able to play it home and back over to Jay County. Fugit will set. There's a block by Bryn Willman and Homan. I'm going to go ahead and give Bryn Willman and Bridget Homan a co-block on that one. Back to service, Cameron Mullenkamp. 24-14, here's the set points. Good serve. And a miss hit by Elizabeth Barnett, and that is the set. Fort Recovery wins 25-14 after trailing 6-1. Lady Indians come back and control the rest of the game. 25-14. Jay County a victor. We'll be back with set number two coming up in a moment.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kaut Pharmacy IV pharmacist will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose your home for your IV treatment and request Kaut Pharmacy IV to provide your sterile infusion medications. Call Kaut Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 419-375-2323, extension 4. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Are you in need of a new mower? Well, buckle up because the spring mower sale at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery just got better. We've got top brands like Toro, Grasshopper, Kubota, and Cub Cadet all on sale. And the best part? Used mowers from these trusted brands are marked down some as much as $1,000. Don't miss out on this chance to save. Visit Hull Brothers today and drive home with the mower of your dreams. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, your one-stop shop for premium mowers at unbeatable prices.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Rob Weaver back at the Fortsy Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's Jay County and Fort Recovery battling tonight in high school volleyball. And Fort Recovery won set one, 25-14. In the JV matchup again, Fort Recovery won that 2-1, coming from behind in the third set to win. Jay County won the first set 25-22. Fort Recovery won the second set 25-18. And then Fort Recovery trailed late in the third set, but Jay County couldn't hang on. Fort Recovery came back and won the third set 26-24 and won the match. And the Lady Indians are now off to a 5-1 start in JV volleyball. Fort Recovery Varsity's 3-2 after two tough losses, losing in five sets to both Marion Local and Arcanum in their last two matches. Jay County's 3-1 on the year. Their only loss of the year was to the Delta Lady Eagles. Here we go with Kayla Heitkamp serving for Fort Recovery. First serve is an ace serve. Kayla Jetmore went after that and probably should have let it go. I think it might have gone out of bounds, but she didn't. And so it's a service ace for Kayla Heitkamp. Heitkamp serves again. Dug out this time by Barnett. Here's Maya Kunkler on a hit, played by Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Willman, and Brent Willman gets a kill for the Lady Indians. And that makes it 2-0, Fort Recovery on top. Kayla Heitkamp serves again. Kayla's one of the seniors on this Fort Recovery team. Good serve. Barnett goes to the net to Paisley Fugit, and Paisley set for Jay County's Brenna Smeezing. It's a miss hit by Smeezing. Point Fort Recovery. Smeezing hits it into the net. Kayla Heitkamp will serve again. 3-0, Lady Indians. Good serve, dug out by Jay County. Paisley Fugit hits it over and got the kill. Quick hit it over on the second hit, and Fugit gets a kill. Her second of the night, and that's side out Jay County, and it's now 3-1. Jay County needs to come back strong here after a tough second half of that first set. Lainey Mullenkamp serving. Here's Homan on a hit, back over. Jay County plays it. Back over by Barnett to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp to Homan. And Paisley Fugit's not able to make the return. It's a point, Fort Recovery side out. Lady Indians, it's now 4-1. Fort Recovery leads by 3. We're in the second set here tonight from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Good serve by Cameron Mullenkamp. Paisley Fugit on the set. Here's a hit back over by Jay County's Kayla Jetmore. Here's a smash by Wilman, a block by Maya Kunkler, and Jay County picks up the point. Maya Kunkler gets a big block there, her second of the night. Paisley Fugit goes back to serve now. Two good teams here. 4-2, Fort Recovery leads by 2. Paisley Fugit, a good serve. Cameron Mullenkamp bumps it up to Wilman, and she hits it over. Now back over to Jay County by Himmelgarn, who's in the game for Jay County. Here's a hit back over by Jay, by Barnett. Fort Recovery plays it. Kennedy Mullenkamp on a smash and got the kill. Give Kennedy Mullenkamp the kill. And now we have Kennedy's back to serve. She had quite a run there in that first set. I've got her for 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 points in the first set. Here's a good serve here. Here's a hit by Maya Kunkler. What are they going to call it? Going to say it was a block by Jay County. And so a block by Fort Recovery, and point Fort Recovery. Next serve is a service error for Canadews. Hits it out of bounds. 6-3, side out Lady Patriots. Serving is Brenna Bailey, the libero. Good serve. Here's Heitkamp to Kennedy Mullenkamp, blocked by Jay County. Kennedy Mullenkamp again, another block. Here's Niekamp setting for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Dings it over. There's a hit by Jay County and a kill for Elizabeth Barnett. Elizabeth Barnett picks up a kill to make it 6-4. That's a service point for Brenna Bailey. Bailey serves again. Good serve. Homan will dig it out to the net. Here's Carla Niekamp getting it over and got the kill. In the area of Paisley Fugit, and Fugit could not make the play. So service point for Fort Recovery. Bridget Homan serving. Good serve. Dug out by Jay County. And there's a miss hit by Lainey Mollenkamp into the net. Point Fort Recovery. 8-4 now. Fort Recovery starting to do the same thing they did to the Lady Patriots at the end of the first set. That is dominating. Hit over by Himmelgarn. Fort Recovery plays it at the net. A block by Jay County. And hit back over by Fort Recovery, but out of bounds. Side out to the Lady Patriots. Going back to serve now is Elizabeth Barnett. Elizabeth bounces the ball. Here's the serve. There's the dig by Homan. Hit over by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Paisley Fugit will set. There's Maria Himmelgarn on the hit and got the kill. It was hit back to Fort Recovery off of Maria, but it was out of bounds. So give Maria Himmelgarn a kill there. That's her first of the night. Good serve by Jay County at the net and a kill. I think that was Hallie Sweeterman who picked up the kill. Makes it 8-7. Jay County charging right back here. Elizabeth Barnett serving. Good serve dug out by Dews. Heitkamp will set for Carly Niekamp. And Niekamp hits it out of bounds. Well, I thought that might have been tipped, but neither coach questioned it. Jay County will continue to serve. Elizabeth Barnett again. Good serve. Carly Niekamp back over to Jay County. Here's Maria Himmelgarn back over to Jay. Or back over to Fort Recovery. And they're going to say Fort Recovery can't make the return. So I'm going to go ahead and give Maria Himmelgarn another kill there. Service point for Elizabeth Barnett. It's now 9-8. Jay County leading here. 9-8. A hit at the net. Block back to Fort Recovery, back over to Jay. Now Jay County free balls it over. Cameron Mollenkamp to Jay County. Paisley Fugit will set. Back to a block there, back to Jay. Back over to Jay County again. And what do we got called here? Said Jay County was in the net. Jay County in the net, so point for Fort Recovery. So a tough break there for the Lady Patriots, and back to serve now is Kennedy Mollenkamp for the Lady Indians. It's tied at 9-9. We're all tied up. Fugit will set for Maria Himmelgarn and got the kill. Maria Himmelgarn with her third kill here in the last couple of minutes. And it's 10-9 now. Jay County takes the lead. Going back to serve now is Kayla Jetmore. Kayla's serve dug out by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here's a hit back over by Jay County, and it's a kill. Brenna Smeezing picks up the kill for Jay County. Again, Kayla Jetmore serving again. It's now 11-9. Jay County leads by 2. We have timeout on the court. 11-9. Lady Patriots up by 2. We'll be back in just a moment. We're in the second set. Fort Recovery won the first set.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with the Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
.11-9 the score. I'm Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. We're on WPGW Radio. Eric Catterley's our studio producer. We're on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Mr. Neil Spencer and Brody Bargy, the producers. And I hope we're on the High School Sports Network, the TV network. We're supposed to be. Here's the next serve by Kayla Jetmore. It's a good one. Kayla Heitkamp setting for Cameron Mollenkamp. Jake County back over, and it's a kill for Brenna Smeezing. Her third kill of the night. Brenna Smeezing comes through with a kill. That makes it 12-9. Another service point for Kayla Jetmore. Kayla will serve again. Dug out by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Heitkamp will set for Niekamp. A block there, and Fort Recovery can't make the return. Point, Jay County. Jay County continues to serve here. Kayla Jetmore's had three straight service points. It's 13-9. Here we go with the next serve. Dug out by Bridget Homan. Heitkamp over to Cameron Mollenkamp. Back to Jay. Smash by Hallie Sweeterman. That's her best hit of the night and picks up another kill. That's her fourth kill of the evening for Hallie Sweeterman. Oh, they call it out of bounds. I didn't catch that. Take the kill away. The hit was out of bounds. Fort Recovery gets the ball. Side out Fort Recovery. Fugit to Hallie Sweeterman. Back over to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp to Bridget Homan. Homan on the hit. Paisley Fugit will set for Hallie Sweeterman. Dinks it over. Bridget Homan to Kayla Heitkamp. Here is Kennedy Mollenkamp getting it over. Paisley Fugit back to back to Fort Recovery. Now Cameron Mollenkamp to Jay. Paisley Fugit will set for Hallie Sweeterman and got the kill that time. There's the kill. And now it's side out Jay County. And Hallie Sweeterman will go back to serve. It's 14-10. Jay County, Fort Recovery here at Fort Recovery, Ohio in high school volleyball. Service too long. Service error by Hallie Sweeterman. 14-11. Fort Recovery trails by three. And Kayla Heitkamp goes back to serve for Fort Recovery. The senior, good serve. Paisley Fugit will set. Brenna Smeezing over to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Homan and got the kill. Cross court blast by Bridget Homan with the kill. Kayla Heitkamp picks up the service point. 14-12 now. Lady Indians sneak back to within two here. Jay County was on a roll, but right now Fort Recovery has the momentum going. Kayla Heitkamp just out barely. Just barely out. Service error. Side out Jay County. Laney Mollenkamp goes back to serve now for the Lady Patriots. Laney bounces the ball. Here comes the serve. 15-12. Jay leads by three. Good serve. Bridget Homan to Heitkamp. Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp over. Fugit sets for Maya Kunkler. Here's a hit by Bridget Homan and a kill for the Lady Indians. Now it's side out Fort Recovery. Cameron Mollenkamp goes back to serve. Travis Guggenbiller, the coach of the Lady Indians, and Amy Dillon, the coach of the Jay County Lady Patriots. Paisley Fugit will set. Here's the hit back over by Elizabeth Barnett. Now a smash by Bryn Wilman and got the kill. Bryn's fourth kill of the night, but she hadn't had one in a while. 15-14, Fort Recovery back to within 1 point here. Another serve by Cameron Mollenkamp. Good serve, dinked over by Maya Kunkler. Here's the set for Kennedy Mollenkamp. pass to Paisley Fugit, who will set, and Jake County can't make the return. Another service point for Cameron Mullenkamp. It's now 15-15. We're all tied up. Cameron, a good serve, dug out by Laney Mullenkamp. Paisley Fugit will bump it up. Here's the hit back over by Jay. Bridget Homan, a miss hit into the net. Side out, Lady Patriots. And Paisley Fugit will go back to serve. In comes Maria Homan, Maria Himmelgarn, rather. And out goes Kayla Jetmore for Jay County. Good serve by Paisley Fugit, or is it? Oh, it's a little bit too long. Service error for Paisley Fugit. And side out for the Lady Indians. Tied up again, 16-16. Here is Kenna Dews serving now for Fort Recovery. She's the libero, by the way, for Fort Recovery. And a miss hit there on Jay County. Point Fort Recovery. Give Kenna Dews a service point. She has a bunch of them tonight. Leads the team in service points. Kenna will serve again. Dug out by Brenna Bailey, back to Fort Recovery, I should say. Here is a smash by Carly Niekamp. Carly Niekamp gets the kill. That's three for her on the night. Another service point for Kenna Dews. Into the net this time for Kenna, service error. Jay County only has two seniors on their team, Brenna Bailey and Heaven Willoughby. Fort Recovery only has four on their team. There's the next serve by Jay County. It's a good one. Hitting it back over is Niekamp. There's Hallie Sweeterman on a hit. Missed it. But Jay County able to respond. Actually was blocked. Here's Kennedy Mullenkamp, a smash, and hits it out of bounds. Point Jay County. Side out, Jay County. Back to serve is Brenna Bailey. Fort Recovery seniors are Kayla Heitkamp, Carly Niekamp, Kennedy Mullenkamp, and Nevaeh Leonards. Here's a hit by Bridget Homan after the good serve. A dink by Hallie Sweeterman, blocked by Fort Recovery. Now Maria Himmelgarn hits it over and hits it out of bounds. Side out, Lady Indians. Bridget Homan will go back to serve. 19-18. This game's coming right down to the end here. Very close. Bridget Homan will serve. Good serve dug out by Brenna Bailey. Paisley Fugit will set for Hallie Sweeterman. Soft hit over. And Fort Recovery had a problem there. Two of their players ran into each other. Kenna Dews and Cameron Mullenkamp. And it's a point Jay County. 19-19, and now back to serve is Elizabeth Barnett for Jay County. Good serve. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Carly Niekamp. Niekamp blasted over. Fugit will set for Maria Himmelgarn. Himmelgarn back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set for Kennedy Mullenkamp and hits it into the net. Hitting error, point, Jay County. Service point for Elizabeth Barnett. That makes it 20-19. Jay leads by one. Timeout for Recovery. We'll be back in just a moment to finish up this second set.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
Take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Once again, Rob Weaver back here at the Portside Fieldhouse. High school volleyball tonight. Hope you're enjoying the match. It's a good one. Jay County and Fort Recovery battling away here. Once again, serving for Jay County is Elizabeth Barnett. Good serve dug out by Kenna Dews. Here's Niekamp to Cameron Mullenkamp. Free balls it over to Jay. Paisley Fugit will set. Here's the dink over by Smeezing and got the kill. Brenna Smeezing found the spot where nobody was and picked up the kill. That's her fourth kill of the night. Now serving for Jay County again is Elizabeth Barnett. Good serve. Back to Jay County. Oh, almost saved by Jay County's Brenna Bailey, but she couldn't do it. And point Fort Recovery side out Lady Indians. 21-20, Jay by one. Kennedy Mollenkamp could tie it up here. Serve is a good serve. Paisley Fugit sets for Maria Maria Himmelgarn and the block at the net. I think that was Cameron Mollenkamp and Carly Niekamp in on the block. And Fort Recovery picks up the point. It's tied up 21-21. Kennedy Mollenkamp serving. Good serve. Here's Paisley Fugit setting. A hit back over. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Carly Niekamp. Back to Jay. Maria Himmelgarn to Paisley Fugit. And Hallie Sweeterman cannot get it over. 22-21. Fort Recovery has taken a lead here at a crucial time. 22-21. Jay County calls timeouts. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kaut Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from our wide selection of durable medical equipment. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery at 1201 Commerce Street. Call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at KautPharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
I not only feel like I'm not moving as well as I used to, I'm not moving as well as I used to. Kaut Pharmacy, don't forget they've got a lot of great handicap medical equipment there at their Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Kaut Pharmacy are one of our longtime sports sponsors here on Fort Recovery Sports. Kennedy Mollenkamp on a good serve. Paisley Fugit will set. Brenna Smeezing gets it back over. Kayla Heitkamp to Bridget Homan. Homan back over to Jay County. Fugit will set for Himmelgarn. Himmelgarn back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp setting for Cameron Mollenkamp. And Cameron hits it off the block of Jay County and out of bounds and gets the kill. Another service point for her sister Kennedy. It's now 23-21. Fort Recovery, good position right here, leading by two. Kennedy Mollenkamp serves it over. Paisley Fugit, and there's Brenna Smeezing on the kill. Paisley Fugit set for Brenna Smeezing, who got the kill. Side out, Jay County at a crucial time. Back to serve now is Kayla Jetmore. Kayla's serve is a good one, dug out by Kennedy Mollenkamp, but can't get it to anyone. I'm going to go ahead and call that a service ace for Jetmore. She will serve again. Now 23-23. We're all tied up here, folks. Paisley Fugit back over and got the kill. Paisley Fugit with a little free ball kill. And the Lady Patriots now take the lead 24-23. We'll be back in a moment, right after we pause for this here on PG-14 and J-Country 101 Radio.
Rev up your lawn care game with incredible deals at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Whether you're tackling a jungle of grass or just need an upgrade, we've got you covered. From Toro, Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Kubota, we have a wide selection of new and used mowers for sale. And with our unbeatable prices, there's never been a better time to buy. Don't miss out. Head to Hull Brothers today and mow your worries away. Hull Brothers, where quality meets affordability.
Here's Cameron Mollenkamp getting a kill on the outside hitting position. Fort Recovery in command here now. That was a service point for Carly Niekamp. 24-24. And there's a service ace for Carly, and that's 25-24. Of course, you have to win by two. Jay County needs this next point, or they're done for. Carly Niekamp on a serve. Jet Moore to Fugit. There's Hallie Sweeterman back over to Fort Recovery, and Fort Recovery cannot make the return, and Hallie Sweeterman is able to tie it up here at 25-25. Here's a serve by Hallie. Good serve to the net. Kayla Heitkamp dinks it over and got the kill. Got it over on the second hit. Picks up the kill. Side out. Fort Recovery. 26-25. Fort Recovery leads by one. They won the first set. Good serve here. A battle at the net. Jay County keeps it alive. Smash and a block here by Jay County's Maya Kunkler, but Fort Recovery able to play it back. Paisley Fugit will set for Brenna Smeezing, and Smeezing gets the big kill. Back and forth we go here. Smeezing with a huge kill to tie it up at 26-26. And you have to win by two. Lainey Mullenkamp back to serve now for Jay County. Crucial serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Kennedy Mullenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. Heitkamp will set for Bridget Homan. Cross-court hit played by Jay County. Here's a hit back and a block. Paisley Fugit gets it back over to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp back to Jay. Fugit will set. Here's the hit by Bailey back over to, or that's Barnett, I should say. Now here's Cameron Mullenkamp getting a hit and got the kill. Cameron Mullenkamp with a kill. It's now 27-26. Fort Recovery by one. Jay County with their backs to the wall, but they have been coming back here. Cameron Mullenkamp serving. Good serve dug out by Jay County's Brenner Bailey. Back over to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Bridget Homan, a smash played by Jay County. Bailey will set. And a block by Bryn Willman. And that is it. A block by Bryn Willman, and that's the game. That's the set. 28-26. Fort Recovery wins game two. And now they are in real control here with a 2-0 lead over the Jay County Lady Patriots. We'll be back in a moment after this.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Just about set for the third set here. Fort Recovery wins it. It's over. That last set, Jay County had their opportunities, but they just couldn't get it done. Fort Recovery won the JV matchup tonight. Two sets to one. winning 2-1 in the JV competition to go 5-1 on the year for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Fort Recovery's varsity is 3-2. They've lost their last two matches, both that went 5 sets. Two tough luck losses for the Lady Indians to Marion Local and to Arcanum. Trying to bounce back with a win tonight over rival Jay County. Again, Vormore Family Dentistry, the office of Dr. Kim Vormore, would like to wish both of these teams the best of luck. Jay County and Fort Recovery. Good luck, Jay County and Fort Recovery, from Dr. Kim Vormore at Vormore Family Dentistry on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Vormore would love to be your family's dentist. Well, here we go with the third set. Let's see if Jay County is going to rise to the occasion and push it on to the fourth set, or whether Fort Recovery is going to close it out. That could go either way. These two teams are fairly equally matched, but Fort Recovery has been able to come away with the two victories so far. Now serving for Jay County's Laney Mullenkamp. Laney's serve is good. Dug out or passed to the front line by Kennedy Mullenkamp. There's a hit over by Cameron. Now Maria Himmelgarn back to Fort Recovery and got the kill. Maria Himmelgarn with the kill. Laney Mullenkamp will serve again. And service error in the net. Well, you can't come back when you have errors like that. Service errors can be a killer. Now Kayla Heitkamp will serve for Fort Recovery. Certainly one of the better servers for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Dug out by Laney Mullenkamp. Paisley Fugit will bump it up. And trying to hit it over was Brenna Bailey, and she couldn't get it over into the net on the third hit, and it's a point for Recovery. It's now 2-1. Lady Indians lead by one here in the third set. Good serve dug out by Laney Mullenkamp. Fugit will set for Maria Himmelgarn. Himmelgarn hits it back to Fort Recovery. Here's the hit back by Cameron Mullenkamp. Fugit will set for Hallie Sweeterman. And a block. Bryn Wilman and Bridget Homan with the block. And point for Recovery. Another service point for Kayla Heitkamp. She will serve again. It's 3-1. Lady Indians on top. Maria Himmelgarn will pop it up. Hit back over by Paisley Fugit. Smashed by Bridget Homan and hits it past Paisley Fugit for the kill. Homan with her kill. Another service point for Kayla Heitkamp. Let's see here. Homan has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 kills on the night so far. And here is the next serve by Kayla Heitkamp. And they say it was an ace. They call that an ace serve by Kayla Heitkamp. Lady Indians getting off to a good start here, leading 5-1. Paisley Fugit will set for Maria Himmelgarn. Save there by Fort Recovery's Kayla Heitkamp. Now goes back to Fort Recovery. Cameron Mullenkamp back over to Jay County. Back over to Fort Recovery. Cameron Mullenkamp on a smash. Played by Jay. Paisley Fugit will set for Hallie Sweeterman. Sweeterman to Kayla Heitkamp. And Kayla can't get a good placement on that. And it goes out of bounds over the back in line. Point, Jay County. Jetmore will serve now. Kayla Jetmore for Jay. Makes it 5-2. Good serve by Jetmore. Heitkamp will set for Bryn Wilman, and Wilman with a little cross-court hit and picks up the kill. Bryn Wilman with her fifth kill of the night. 6-2, side-out Lady Indians. Cameron Mullenkamp goes back to serve. Cameron's only a sophomore, very fine-looking sophomore. As I say that, she hits one into the net. Service error on Cameron. Sorry, Cameron, I jinxed you. Back to serve now is Jay County's Brenna Smeezing. Smeezing's hit is a good one, dug out by Dews, and there's a block by Maya Kunkler for a kill. Maya Kunkler gives Shea County a point. Brenna Smeezing serving here for Jay County. Good serve. Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp, outside hitting position. And did she get it? Yep. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the kill. It's fairly close down the line there, but got it in. Here's Kenna Dews serving now for Fort Recovery. She's had a good night serving tonight. Good serve there. Service ace right in front of Brenna Bailey. That is her fourth ace of the night, and that makes the score 8-4. And Amy Dillon says, I've seen enough. Timeout, Jay County. Fort Recovery leads 8-4 here in the third set.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Friday, we will be broadcasting the Jay County Southern Wells game from Jay County in high school football. Thursday night, we'll have the Parkway Fort Recovery volleyball match here on the radio. FortRecoveryRadio.com will be broadcasting the Coldwater Fort Recovery football game on Friday night, and they'll be simulcasting our broadcast with Parkway Fort Recovery on Thursday. Here's the next serve. Fort Recovery dinks it over, played by Jay County. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Bridget Holman, and there is a smash, and they're going to say Jay County was in the net. Point Fort Recovery. 9-4 now. Lady Indians lead by 5. Good serve by Kenna Dews, and it's an ace serve that went off of Kayla Jetmore. Ace serve for Kenna Dews. 10-4. Kenna Dews serving again. Good serve dug out by Brenna Bailey. Here is Maya Kunkler hitting it back over out on the outside hitting position. There's a smash by Carly Niekamp. Jay County keeps it alive. They get it back over to Fort Recovery, a battle at the net. And they're going to say Maya Kunkler gets the kill. Wow. That is going to be a protest on fact that the on that last play, the ball hit off the, looked like off the rafters. I think there's a question about where it did hit off of. And I think Coach Guggenbiller is claiming that it hit out of bounds. I don't know. I think he's claiming it hit off the basket, practice basket that's hanging up there, claiming that that was out of bounds and not a part of the rafters. I don't know. That's just my wild guess. They are having a discussion about it. I'm pretty sure that's what it's about, though. That last hit, one of the Jay County hits a moment ago that they kept alive. Now they're going to call the line judge over. So we may be reversing this call here. I honestly didn't see what it hit off of. I just know it hit off of something. And the line judge doesn't know either. We're going to replay it. Going to replay the points. So Fort Recovery gets new life on that because that would have been Jay County's point, I think. Okay. Here is Kennedy serving. It's a good serve. Paisley will set for Hallie Sweeterman. Sweeterman hits it out of bounds. Point for recovery. Canadews picks up another service point. So take that kill away from Maya Kunkler that I was telling you about a moment ago. Canadews hits it over. Paisley Fugit back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Niekamp. And Niekamp gets a kill. Another point for the Indians. Fort Recovery with a big lead here. Jay County cannot afford this. Good serve by Kenna Dews. A dink over by Maya Kunkler. Here's the set and a smash into the net for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Side out for Jay County. That's just what the doctor ordered for the Lady Patriots to get that run stopped. Makes it 12-5, and Hallie Sweeterman will go back to serve now for the Lady Patriots. Good serve. Saved by Dews. Hitting it over is Carly Niekamp. Now back over by Maya Kunkler. And they're going to say the ball hit the floor. And Kunkler gets a kill. So give her the kill back that I had taken away a moment ago. Service point for Hallie Sweeterman. Sweeterman's next serve is a good one. Here's Niekamp over, and Jay County can't play it. Little soft hit by Niekamp. Just a placement hit, and she got it in the right spot. Let's see. Carly has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 kills on the night tonight. Another serve by Bridget Homan. It's a good serve. Here's a hit by Maya Kunkler. Bridget Homan back to Jay County. Paisley Fugit will set for Jet Moore, and Jet Moore hits it out of bounds. Over the end line. Now 14-6. Bridget Homan picks up her sixth service point of the night. Good serve again by Bridget. Paisley Fugit back over to Fort Recovery. Dews into the net. Dews tried to hit it over there and instead hit the top of the net. Nobody could play it. Point Jay County. Paisley Fugit goes back to serve now. 14-7. Coach Amy Dillon wants to make a substitution as Jetmore's going to come out and Himmelgarn's going to come in, I think. Yes. Kayla Jetmore is out. Maria Himmelgarn comes in. Here's Paisley Fugit serving. Jay County trailing 14-7 here in the third set. It's a must-win for Jay County, and it's a service error for Paisley Fugit into the net. Now back to serve is Kennedy Mollenkamp. Jay County's 3-1 on the year, Fort Recovery 3-2. Right now, Fort Recovery in the lead, though, and timeout is called by Jay County. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kaut Pharmacy IV pharmacist will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose your home for your IV treatment and request Kaut Pharmacy IV to provide your sterile infusion medications. Call Kaut Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 419-375-2323, extension 4. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
We're at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Into the third set here. Jay County on the ropes as Fort Recovery with the lead, leading 2-0 already. And they have a nice 15-7 lead here in the third set. Kennedy Mollenkamp serving. Good serve by Kennedy. Dug out by Jay County. Here's a smash by Maria Himmelgarn and got the kill. Carly Trinidad is in the game now, by the way, for Jay County. Just came in. Back to serve is Brenna Bailey. for Jay County. Good serve, Homan to Heitkamp. Heitkamp sets for Cameron Mullenkamp, a block by Jay County. Kayla Heitkamp free balls it back over to Jay. Paisley Fuga to Maria Himmelgarn. Cross court hit is out of bounds. Point, Fort Recovery. Side out, Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp will come in to serve now. 16-8. Lady Patriots need to get the blood stopped here. They are in real trouble. Good serve there and played by Jay County back to Fort Recovery. Cameron Mullenkamp on a hit. Spike is played by Jay. Paisley Fugit sets. And a kill for Elizabeth Barnett. Give Paisley Fugit another assist. She has been the assist leader all year long for Jay County. Again, a very young Jay County team, only two seniors, and only one is playing, Brenna Bailey, the other one being Heaven Willoughby, and I don't think Heaven's been in there one time yet tonight. Service error for Lainey Mullenkamp. Lainey's one of the better servers for Jay County, but missed that one. Now Kayla Heitkamp back to serve for the Lady Indians. 17-9. Fort Recovery leads by 8 here in the third set. They've already won the first two sets. Here's the dink over by Hallie Sweeterman, or the hit over. Bryn Wellman back to Jay County and back over to Fort Recovery, and Jay County gets the point. Fort Recovery could not make the return. Brady Jet, let's try that again. Kayla Jetmore in to serve. Good serve. Bridget Homan on a smash. Played off of Jay County's fingertips. Back over to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery in trouble. Kenna Dews able to free ball it over to Jay. Here's Smeezing. Brenna Smeezing over to Fort Recovery. Brent Wilman on a smash. A block there by Smeezing. Another smash by Cameron Mullenkamp. What are they going to call? Going to call Cameron Mullenkamp with the kill. Right down the line. And Cameron will go in to serve now. 18-10, Fort Recovery commanding lead here, leading two sets to none, and they're leading big time in this third set. Fugit will set for Hallie Sweeterman. Sweeterman back over to the fort. Here's Bridget Homan on a smash and a block by Jay County. Brenna Smeezing, I believe, with the block there. Nice block by Brenna. Side out to Jay County. Brenna Smeezing will serve. Good serve dug out by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Back over to Jay County. Paisley Fugit keeps it alive. Hallie Sweeneman free balls it over. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Bridget Homan. Played off of Jay County, and they can't make the return. That went off of Lainey Mullenkamp, and she got it up in the air, but it was too far to the outside, and nobody could really play it from there, and it's a point for Fort Recovery. Kennedy is serving for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Paisley Fugit will set. Maya Kunkler, and Kunkler got the kill. That was more of a placement kill. Certainly wasn't a thundering blast, but it's a kill. Hallie Sweeterman now serving for Jay County. A let serve is an ace serve. Nobody played it. Jay County sneaking back in this thing, trailing 19-13 now. Again, Fort Recovery won the first two sets. There's a smash by Carly Niekamp, and Carly gets the kill. Carly Niekamp with the kill. Number six for her. Bridget Homan goes back to serve for the Lady Indians. Fort Recovery playing well tonight, bouncing back after two tough losses. And there's a serve that's out of bounds over the end line. Maria Himmelgarn comes in, and Kayla Jetmore goes out for Jay County. Now serving is Paisley Fugits. Fugits serve is into the net. Service error. Right at the top of the net. 21-14, Fort Recovery by 7, and they are in command here. They win this set. This match is over. And there is a miss hit by Jay County, unable to play the serve, was Brenna Bailey. And it's a service ace for Kennedy Mullenkamp. It's now 22-14. Here's the next serve into the net for Fort Recovery, 22-15. Kennedy Mullenkamp with a service error. Coming in to serve now for Jay County is Brenna Bailey. Serve is a good one. Dug out by Bridget Homan to Kayla Heitkamp, who will set for Cameron Mullenkamp. There's a spike played by Jay County's Paisley Fugit. Kept it alive. Brenna Smeezing back over to the fort. Heitkamp back to Jay County. Here's the set and the smash by Maria Himmelgarn. And she got the kill. Maria Himmelgarn with another kill. She's had a nice match tonight. That's 6 kills for her this evening. Back to serve again is Brenna Bailey. Good serve. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Carly Niekamp. A battle at the net. And it goes out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. Point for Jay County. 22-17. Jay County needs to make this run, keep this run going here. Bridget Homan to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Here's Cameron Mullenkamp for Fort Recovery. Back to Jay. Paisley Fugit will set. There's a smash and a kill for Elizabeth Barnett. And now, timeout for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians as Brenna Bailey has had a nice run here. It's 22-18. Fort Recovery still leads, but by only 4.
Attention lawn enthusiasts. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is slashing prices on their used lawnmowers, with some marked down up to $1,000 off. Premium Grasshopper and Kubota mowers now available at jaw-dropping discounts. So whether you're tackling acres or just a cozy backyard, we've got the perfect mower for you. Why wait? Visit Hall Brothers today and score big savings on your next lawn upgrade. Swing by Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery now and seize the savings before they're gone.
Hall Brothers just down the street here from the high school. Here's a next serve by Brenna Bailey. A good serve, and it's an ace serve as Fort Recovery cannot make the return. And Jay County's back to within 3 points now, 22-19. A moment ago, it looked like the Patriots were toast, but here they come back. Another good serve by Brenna Bailey. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mullenkamp. A spike played by Trinidad. And hitting a ball over, and Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Free-balling it back to Jay. Fugit will go to Maria Himmelgarn. Himmelgarn on a cross-court hit, played by Fort Recovery. Niekamp back over to Jay. Paisley Fugit will set for Brenna Smeezing, and Smeezing got the kill as the Lady Indians lead has slipped away. Brenna Smeezing with a kill, another service point for Brenna Bailey. Good serve there, and Fort Recovery has trouble. Free balling it back is Bridget Homan at the net. There's a blast. A blast by Cameron Mullenkamp to stop the bleeding for Fort Recovery. Right at the net, and Mullenkamp drilled it back to Jay County. Lady Patriots couldn't play it. It's a 3-point game at 23-20. Now here's Carly Niekamp to try to close out the set. She only needs 2 points. Dug out by Brenna Bailey. You're Smeezing on a hit, blocked. And Jay County cannot make the return. It's a service. It's a point for Fort Recovery. Service point for Carly Niekamp. We're down to the match point right here. 24-20. Here's Carly Niekamp's serve. Dug out by Brenna Bailey to Paisley Fugit. And an outside hit is a miss hit by Jay County's Elizabeth Barnett. And that's it. They wiped the score off before I had a chance. I think it was 25 to 20, 25-22, maybe. I don't know. They wiped it off the board before I had a chance to write it down. But Fort Recovery wins. They win the third set, and they win the match 3-0, beating Jay County 25-14, 28-26, and 25-22. We'll be back to wrap it up in just a moment, right after this.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The game is over. But this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people, where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
Rev up your lawn care game with incredible deals at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Whether you're tackling a jungle of grass or just need an upgrade, we've got you covered. From Toro, Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Kubota, we have a wide selection of new and used mowers for sale. And with our unbeatable prices, there's never been a better time to buy. Don't miss out. Head to Hull Brothers today and mow your worries away. Hull Brothers, where quality meets affordability.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kaut Pharmacy IV pharmacist will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose your home for your IV treatment and request Kaut Pharmacy IV to provide your sterile infusion medications. Call Kaut Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 419-375-2323, extension 4. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, again, thanks to our studio producers at the radio station, WPGW, Mr. Eric Catterly, at FortRecoveryRadio.com, Neil Spencer, and Brody Bargy. And the broadcast was also on the National High School Sports Network tonight as well. Giving you the wrap-up Fort Recovery won the varsity match in three sets, 25-14, 28-26, and 25-22, I think. That last set might be a little bit off because they wiped it off the scoreboard before I had a chance to write it down. Kenna Dews for Fort Recovery had 16 service points and 5 aces tonight. How about that? Kayla Heitkamp with 2 kills, 8 service points, including 2 aces. Bryn Wilman had 5 kills and 2 blocks. Carly Niekamp ended up with 6 kills, 2 blocks, had 5 service points, including 1 ace. Kennedy Mullenkamp had 3 kills, 4 service points, and an ace. Cameron Mullenkamp ended up with 6 kills and 2 service points. Bridget Homan had a total of 6 kills, 6 service points, and 2 blocks on the night. Again, these are all unofficial stats, of course. For Jay County, Hallie Sweeterman had 5 kills, 2 service points, including an ace. Elizabeth Barnett had 4 kills and 5 service points. Brenna Bailey had 6 service points. Most of those came right at the end of that third set. Kayla Jetmore had 4 service points, including an ace. Paisley Fugit had 3 kills and an ace and a whole bunch of assists. Again, Paisley Fugit leading the team in assists tonight, as she has all year. Lainey Mullenkamp had 6 service points for the Lady Patriots. Brenna Spiesing with 7 kills and 2 blocks. Maya Kunkler ended up with 4 kills and 3 blocks. And Maria Himmelgarn had 6 kills on the night. Again, Jay County losing 3 sets to none to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians tonight. In the JV matchup, it was Fort Recovery winning there, coming from behind in the third set to pull out the victory. As Jay County won the first set 25-22, Fort Recovery won the third set, the second set, I should say, 25-18. And then Jay County was leading late in that third set, a chance to put the match away. But Fort Recovery came charging back and won 26-24 in the last set to win 2-1 in the JV competition. Fort Recovery's junior varsity is now 5-1 on the year. Fort Recovery's varsity is now 4-2 on the year. And the Jay County varsity is also, they are 3-2 on the year for the Jay County varsity. Up next for Fort Recovery, they'll be hosting Parkway on Thursday. We'll have the match for you here on the radio. That's going to wrap it up for us. Again, Jay County losing to Fort Recovery in the varsity match tonight, 3-0. And Fort Recovery winning the JV competition, 2-1. Thanks for listening, everybody, for our fine sponsors. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from the Fortside Fieldhouse.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.